Now, one of the questions is, there are two questions now. The first one is, are there AML subsets that we should treat differently? And the second question are, what are exciting investigational studies in AML? So let's address the first issues. In acute myeloid leukemia, there's a subset of patients who have acute promyelocytic leukemia, or the M3. These are the patients with translocation 15-17. And this is where the discovery of the activity of all-trans-retinoic acid, or ATRA, and its combination with chemotherapy has increased the cure rate in APL up to about 70-80%. Now, there are several agents which are also highly effective. One of them is arsenic trioxide. And there's a recent study that showed that when you add arsenic trioxide to frontline maintenance therapy of APL, you increase the cure rate compared to the chemotherapy. So in APL, I think we're going towards combinations of non-chemotherapy regimens like ATRA arsenic trioxide and away from chemotherapy-based regimens like idarubicin, cytarabine, and maintenance chemotherapy. In fact, we have a study that has been published in Blood treating frontline APL with a combination of ATRA arsenic trioxide, and we find that we can cure about 80% of the patients and that our results are better than the combination of ATRA with chemotherapy.